前ってほんまアホやな。
All right, we're back. Welcome to Some Dumb Gaijin. Again, being a gaijin, being dumb, you know the show. But anyways, guys, so a lot is happening. Everyone and their uncle are talking about Russia and all the crap that's going on in the world. It's like, bam, we had Corona and bam, now we're in war. What are we gonna do? And it's weird, man. Because, like, I studied in school about wars and all this crap, and they're just throwing propaganda in our face everywhere. Every news source you're watching, even Philip DeFranco that I used to watch, is now unbearable because he's even into it. And, you know, like, you can look at the Gulf of Tonkin, where the U.S. basically said, like, that the Vietnamese attacked their submarine and that's why they went to war, but then they staged it, or that it was a mistake, and then they send their people in and blah, 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 murder them all, yeah. Thanks, fucking government, for killing our uncles and grandfathers, and then giving us no money in vet pay whatsoever. Because that is the American way, hum-ha. I mean, come on, let's face it. Vets should be paid way more than fucking soccer players. All the shit that they did, the horrors they seen, and they get pennies? What the fuck is up with that? If that doesn't make you say, hey, you know what? Maybe we're living in a society that just doesn't make sense, then I don't know what will. But as you look at the news, you see all this pretty picture of Ukraine, and you see Russia's these big bad invaders. And then it's like, oh, you know, it makes me all forget about how the Nazis were so evil, and then yet we hired the Nazis to go into NASA, where they continued hanging Jews in American soil. But you know what? That's in the past. We forgot about that, right? But yeah, history's a bitch. History's a cruel bitch. And it doesn't seem like anyone is learning from history at all. You go to World War II, even Disney was in there with propaganda making Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck Nazi cartoons. Or even the one, like, I think it was Donald Duck versus the Japanese, where it was really severely racist and they were showing kids that. And you don't think for a second that the new MCU has none of that? Have you watched the new James Bond? That shit was full of the Chinese and Japanese disputed islands. Like, fuck, there's propaganda everywhere you look. This whole Ukraine or civilians are being attacked, that's all propaganda. It is. And even if it's true that they did attack civilians, you don't think that is propaganda that the thumbnails they use and shit? It's not even the war that bugs me anymore. It's more that people are just like, oh, you know what? I think this thumbnail is true. They're attacking children. And it's like, goddamn, did you not hear what happened in Iraq? Like, it's always a one-sided coin. People want to be mad at anything that's not them, and then they kind of want to deny anything that is them. Now, I lived in Canada and Japan, and I met people from all over the world. I had Koreans crying in my arms about having to do forced military service. Like, in the West, we do not know how good we got it. And the fact that we don't know how good we got it means we get a bunch of these spoiled brat citizens that just want to be like, oh, you know what? I live in a perfect society and everything the news tells me is true. And you know what? Fuck everyone else. We're the number one country in the world. America! Fuck yeah! And I keep saying America even though I'm Canadian, but Canadians are not that different, man. And with this whole war thing, is war bad? Yeah. Is people dying bad? Yeah. But when you can't look at both sides and see the reasons, it's the same thing with an argument, you know? It's like, okay, I'm right, you're wrong, whatever you say is bullshit. That's basically what it is. Everyone's shitting on Putin, they're saying that everything he says is bullcrap, and they don't stop to think, well, you know what? He's a leader of a country that has to defend his country, and he feels that he's threatened, and he asked politely like 30 times and they ignored him, and so he went to war. He asked 30 fucking times and they evacuated all the Ukrainians. You even saw the video of them all evacuating the country. It's not dropping a bomb on Hiroshima. You know what I mean? They didn't give them any warning. They didn't give them shit. And I've been to I forget the fucking name, but it's basically a museum of like when the atomic bomb hit. And holy shit, If you think Putin is bad, then I don't know what to tell you about the Americans that decided to do the bomb, not all Americans. See how I don't judge the American people? Unlike you motherfuckers making Russians not be able to go to McDonald's. That's the other thing. How the hell do people think that closing down McDonald's and closing down Starbucks and all this shit, how does that affect Vladimir Putin? That's propaganda. They attack the civilians, then the civilians hate America, and then they're more on Russia's side. Or it's just the Americans attacking the Russians to get the Russians to get mad at Vladimir Putin. So, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, we're going to help Ukraine by shutting down McDonald's. Like, we're standing with Ukraine. It's like, no, you're attacking citizens. You're doing the exact same thing. You're threatening the Russians of saying the Russians are doing. You know what I mean? So, in this crazy world of propaganda and lies, and the only news you get is fake news, so to say, which is weird that Trump, of all people, was the one that was making people realize that the news was fake, although it's been that way for a long time, since the minute they were running fucking news articles about fucking puppies, like, being injured on the side of the road after fucking 9/11, you know what I mean? It's brainwashing in every sense of the way. And what is it, man? Like, TV now, you see it all the time. I especially see it being someone who lived in Canada, lived in Japan, and then came back to Canada. It's like, I think I saw one TV show, and it was like a 911 like one. It was all black cast with one white guy, and then the commercial was like, on the next episode, we find a white supremacist, and you just see the white guy sitting there around like eight black people like, yeah, let's take him down. What was that other show on Netflix too? The superhero one. I can't remember the freaking name now. But on that too, like, they go back in time and the black character gets a bunch of racism. And it's race baiting. It really is. In a world where we should be more united, everything in the media and everything around us is just separating us more. And when coronavirus first came out with China, then all of a sudden you've seen a large increase in attacks against Chinese, and then it was like, stop Asian hate. And now you see these attacks against Russians. Like, even in the news the other day, there's a Canadian, like, restaurant, I guess we'll say. It was something like Russian Spoon or something. And they took out the Russian. And then a lot of people were like, oh, that's good, you know, going against Russia. And it wasn't that. It was a Russian store, and they were getting harassed by people so much. And so they took down the Russian light to make people stop harassing them and make them think that they're just, like, anti-Russian. And it's really disrespectful to the Russian people. It had nothing to do with the war. And everyone keeps doing this, and it's basically underlying racism. It's really weird. And then as this war is happening now on YouTube, Japanese people are getting nationalistic YouTube ads now. Like, someone was telling me the other day that there was a YouTube ad that said that the Japanese rising sun flag isn't that bad. So they're trying to get the Japanese people brainwashed with advertisements and propaganda saying, you know, here's the history of it, it's not that bad. But they forget that to the Korean people, they take offense to it because it has historical bad meanings in their views, and therefore they shouldn't do it. It's the same with the N-word. I mean, someone told me once, you know what, JJ, you should be able to say it. You're Canadian, you didn't have slaves in Canada. But I don't say it because I have black friends and they could be offended by it. And I respect them enough to be like, you know what? It's a fucking word. I don't need to say it. And it's the same thing with the flag. It's not that hard to be like, you know what, Korea? You're right. We did some bad things in the history. And if this reminds you of it, we won't use it. But now you have YouTube ads telling people that it's okay and come back to the old Japanese ways. And then it's just going to be history repeating itself again. And even in Canada now too, I notice on YouTube that I'm getting advertisements to join the army. And I don't know if you heard this story about the American general that said that the Nintendo generation, which they were saying 18 to 35 or 18 to 25, which is not the Nintendo generation because Nintendo came out in 1984. But anyways, they're saying like the new people of this generation, the Generation Z, are too weak because they play video games all day. They're less active, and basically their bones are too brittle and their bodies are too fragile to make it through a normal army training that the previous generation, which would be my generation, could have done. And a lot of people attacked them and they said, you know, that's bullshit, blah, 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 blah. But is it? I mean, we do change, and as we do change, our activities change. Like the Nintendo generation, or when Nintendo came out and I was playing it like 6 or whatever I was then, I'm maybe barely the Nintendo generation. But anyways, when I did that, I still went out and rode my bike and did shit. And then in my dad's generation, or the Pong generation, he still went out. Like, arcades and video games were like an hour of your day, if that. But now with Twitch and everything, we do spend more time inside. Not a bad thing. But in that change, yeah, maybe we do lose some physical attributes and things like that. But that's evolution. That's people changing, right? The more we, like, look at phones. When I left Canada in 2012, people weren't looking at their phones all day, every day. And when I came back to Canada, or 2012, never mind. Don't like obsess over my dates. I'm probably wrong on that. But when I left Canada, people weren't looking at their phones. When I came back to Canada, it was exactly the same as Japan. People are glued to their phones. And you can't say that's an addiction, and you can't say that's healthy. So with that, and recently a conversation with a friend of mine about eating food in Canada and how it's more chemicals in the food and the meat are more hormones and stuff. You got to think, are those hormones affecting our brains? Are these hormones affecting our bodies? Maybe the hormones and the chemicals are making our bodies weak. Hell, you could might even say that the hormones are changing the way we think about LGBT and we're becoming more friendly and things like that. It could be, who knows? We don't have research on it, right? But it's interesting and scary, the evolution of how we are as humans, because for the majority of it, it's good. But in other parts, it may not be as good. But what's scary now to me is that history is repeating itself. We are in another state of propaganda. People are very believing that propaganda. And it's again, we're going through a Cold War. We're going through this bullcrap. And we'd be fools to say that Russia has propaganda and we don't. This is true. So I'm sitting here looking at everything analytically and going, you know what? I'm staying out of it. I make this video so I can have a conversation and talk to people about it and my fans and friends and create a discussion. But I know well aware that there's going to be people going, you know what? Fuck you. You're a Russian sympathizer, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I don't know. I have these conversations with people and it's like, source it. Like, what's your source of that information? Everything I say, I can bring up an article or a source. Like, another example, going back to Japan for a second. Recently on Twitter, a friend of mine got attacked by Japanese nationalists, where he said something about the rising flag, and then they came back and they're like, oh, well, it isn't racist. And then I mentioned something and they said, oh, well, what do you know about history of Japan? I'm like, well, one, I studied in university. Two, I lived in Japan for most of my life. And three, you know, I met people that were in the war. Going back to the Hiroshima again, another callback. I actually met a lady when I went to Japan that survived the nuclear bomb. And to this date, there are two times in my life, well, three times, let's say now, that the most shocking, most disturbing, most saddest times of my life. One, meeting the girl that survived an A-bomb. Her crying when she talked about it, and how me and all the students at Osaka University that had to witness this just bawled crying because it was the saddest thing ever. We felt it. And then shortly after that, my Canadian friend Moody died by getting hit by a train in Japan. Maybe one of the first people in my life that was close and died to me. That hit me hard. And then three is going to Beijing, China, and seeing a man just totally disfigured in his face. He looked like a koi fish is how I described it. But it was like over third degree burns. But when I before I saw him, I heard him singing, and it was like the most beautiful singing voice I ever heard. So I was like, who is this? Where is it? And then I saw him, and it was just like, boom, impact to me. Like, wow, beautiful, beautiful through beauty, through horror, beauty through tragedy. It was very beautiful. But anyways, like those three things are like the deepest things that hit me. And kind of forgetting where I was going with this. But anyway, so Twitter, I remember now. So my buddy gets attacked on Twitter, and yeah, he's like, you don't know Japanese history. I'm like, yeah, I do. And then I go, and then he kept like ragging on me about history and how, you know, I live in the West, so my history is blurred. And I go, yeah, but we've proven that in Japan, textbooks are edited. Like, and Japanese admitted it. We edit the bad things Japan did, so children and people growing up reading history don't have a negative view of Japan. Like, it's proven. China does it, Japan does it, Korea does it. I'm sure America and Canada even do it a little bit. But this guy, even though I gave him the sources, wouldn't admit it. And then he tried to deny that Unit 731, which if you know is a Japanese military unit that did experiments on Chinese people similar to the Nazis, was all fake propaganda, he said. And then I showed him a video that was on YouTube of a Japanese soldier talking about it. And then he denied it. And then 10 minutes later, when I went back to the video to share it again, it was removed. Very weird. But anyways, Unit 731 is proven. It's existed, and they did do horrible experience, the Japanese people, the Chinese. And this group was so pushing against it, like it doesn't exist. And, you know, it's a very negative thing. And it's the same within the West. We have this image that Japan has a low crime rate. Well, is sexual assault a crime? Yes, it is. And that happens at least 10 times a day in Japan with old men sexually harassing underage girls on the train. And just for further proof of that, I witnessed it once. And it was one of the horrific times, one of the most horrific days I had in Japan. Because as I saw this old man pulling his unit out and stroking it against an underage girl, and I know she's underage because she was wearing her school uniform, I was like, how do I help this girl? If I touch this guy, then he's gonna fucking touch me with his penis hand or yell at me or, you know, totally deny it. Because one of the bad things about sexual harassment on trains in Japan is girls don't say anything because if they do, the old guy will say, that's a lie, and they have no proof. And basically, so I was like, okay, so he's going to deny it if I say it, so I have to take a video. That's what people do. You take a video to prove him wrong. So I took out my phone and I was going to record him, but I couldn't really see anything because his back was against me. Thank God. I don't know. God, thank God I wasn't in front of him. So I wrote on my phone. I was like, look behind, stay away from that man, blah, blah, blah. And then I tried to show it to the girl, but she wasn't looking at me. And luckily, the train ended. And it was like maybe not even five minutes that he was doing this. But thank God it was over. And then as she was walking away, I told her, like, that guy was blah, blah, blah. Be careful. Stay away from that, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know. I did the best I could. But anyways, I saw that. It was horrible. And I almost felt like I was sexually harassed because I was like, there's nothing I could do. And it was a bad thing. And yeah. When I told this story to my friends, they're like, oh, you should have punched him. And it's like, well, then I go to jail and, you know, I couldn't have done that. And I could have yelled and then it would have just been a big fight between us. And I tried to do the best thing, help that girl. But my point being, this happens every day. At least, actually, every Japanese female that I've ever met, like hundreds and hundreds of girls that I've met, every single one has been sexually harassed on the train in one form or another. Some even very disgustingly, like getting off the train and finding stuff on their dress, to put it lightly. It's bad. So maybe the most rapes and sexual harassment in the world in Japan, but no statistics because people don't report it. And why don't they report it is because if they report it, nothing happens. And the only way to stop that would be to put cameras in the trains, which they've never wanted to do for the longest time in Japan until the recent train attack where a guy was throwing acid and knifing people on the train. They're like, oh, we should put cameras in the train. I was like, you think? A lot of girls were pissed off about that, to say the least. And me reading that too is like, yeah, Should have done that years ago. But my point being is, every country wants to be perfect, and we're not. And the quicker we realize that, the quicker we can look at war or horrible things going on in the world in a objective way. Because, like any argument in the world, it's never black and white. There's never a good guy and a bad guy. Unless you can take that abuse and be like, oh, you know what? Okay. You know what I mean? There's... Unless you're fucking Jesus and the tolerance of a fucking rock, there's no good guys and bad guys. Everyone's kind of a bad guy. So that's my views on the Ukraine-Russian thing. Is Russia bad? Not as bad as everyone else in this thing. And even a US news came out and said it, and they were like, if US just told Russia that they wouldn't join NATO, Russia wouldn't have done this. And America doesn't need Ukraine and NATO, so why didn't US just come out and say, you know what, Putin, we promise you, Ukraine won't join NATO. But of course, it's not that black and white. And as many people have pointed out to me with, again, sourcing things, you just look up American bases on Google Images and you'll see, like, they're just surrounding Russia and China. So when Russia says, you know, we don't want another nuclear base or a military base in Ukraine, which is right beside us, you know, it kind of makes sense. That's all I gotta say. Are they right? No. But does it make sense? In ways. But in the end, there's no winners here. And if you can have a debate without getting angry, then you're going to be okay. But the minute you start seeing comments that are negative or people fighting or people are like, you're wrong. And even me, I wouldn't say people are wrong on their opinions either without sourcing. Then it just, no one wins. So in these times, just stay safe. Try to enjoy your life. Try to have empathy for your fellow man, even if they're Russian or Ukraine. So love you guys. This has been another Some Dumb Gaijin, and I'm sure some of you are thinking I'm pretty dumb. But a lot of you are smart, and you say, hey, you know what? He has some points. So anyways, guys, hope you enjoyed it. This is Some Dumb Gaijin, the political version. Have fun. See you later. Peace.